Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, I'm doing a deep dive on the topic of meditation. It's meditation or mediocrity. Like, that's the choice in life, period. And I will start that maybe some of you have like beautiful practice of meditation, maybe some of you have never ventured into that, and maybe there's a band in the middle that have tried meditation but struggle at it, don't like it, have had a poor experience, or maybe you're doing it but you struggle with it. It's a practice that is becoming front and center in such a potent way. I can't describe how powerful it is coming within Heroic Husbands men's circles in my one-on-one work. And there's a reason why. There's a certain flavor that I give to meditation, what I've seen that it works and doesn't work. And yeah, it's like explosive, the results that are coming for the guys in there. Now, the main issue, you know, the main reason why I say meditation is absolutely essential is I'm hearing time and time and time and time again what guys are reporting when they're coming into me, what their everyday marriage experience is like. And I'm also hearing many guys in their, oh, I do meditate, I have meditated, and I've observed down the years in men's groups, guys that report meditating and yet they report doing maybe even arguably more meditation than I have, and they're shite at being husband. Bottom line is, like, they're just really deeply, brutally, maybe shite as a husband. Of course, that's a little bit impolite, but let's just fucking call it for what it is. Like, brutally ineffective at the art of being husband, at the art of holding space for the queen's shitstorm, etc., etc., etc. Bottom line, their wives don't really like their presence. And yet they've had their ass on a meditation cushion more than me. It's like, so I'm like, what the fuck is happening there? And picking that apart, black box style. What most guys are reporting to me when they're coming in, and yes, I look back on my own life, my own mind on the inside, I had tons of the same thing. You can't get to the point of thinking suicide is a really good ticket out of here. You know, it's out of that inner world experience. You know, it's not. It wasn't roses and daisies in the inner world experience for me. I've come a long way. Meditation was definitely one of the key things that I've been doing to support my mind. Most guys, and touch base with yourselves again. Don't fucking passively listen in here. You know, switch on some bullshit local radio where the bladder shite and put on a couple of tunes that sound okay. If you want to get into trance like flow state, just whatever, you know, just fuck off somewhere else if that's the experience. Lean in, my man. Is your inner world experience anything? Periodically, in moments, or pretty damn regularly like this? A feeling of overwhelm, especially in and around family, home, you know, wife, arguments, conversations. Do you ever experience what you might call emotional shutdown? You ever end up in conversation with your queen, the dreaded nighttime conversation where she rolls over and she's like, honey, I need to talk. Do you ever go into a shutdown where there's a part of you wants to talk, but there's just some part of you emotionally shuts down inside, and when your initial attempts to fix the situation rationally, she doesn't want to go there. You just don't know where to go, what to do, and you stonewall, you go quiet. Do you ever intermittently trying to do the right thing? You're a good guy, good intentions, trying to do the right thing. You don't want to get angry, but there's frustrations building, and you can't believe she's talking about this thing for the exact same time, or she's criticized you on that point again, and then you explode. Arguments happen, etc., etc. There's a ton of different presentations of, you know, not feeling so good in your own mind. And as men, well, first of all, do you resonate with any of that? Or are you just like an ocean of mindfulness as you walk through your married life? And some guys can think that they are, actually. Here's the thing. Maybe, actually, are you one of, like, there's some outliers and they actually have the arrogance to believe, man, I'm so grounded. I'm fine. Like, I meditate. I'm so grounded. I'm perfectly fine. You know, I'm conscious. I'm good at presence and good at the posture. But my wife is batshit crazy. She's like truly, I don't know what the fuck. Like, she has, it's all her trauma. She's the one with the issues. Dude, if that's you, oh yeah. I play that role a bit. But yeah, not a good space to be in as man. Zero humility, and you've no idea that your absolute lack of presence, your lack of ability to know your own mind and come to the humble fact of you're transmitting a message and it's evoking response within your queen. So any of you guys that have that to an extreme level that really believe that they're not at fault, or some of you guys that are like, yeah, I know I might be that present, but like she's just batshit crazy. She has her issues. You're in the driving seat of creating that. That foundational point that everything in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, and you've been hearing the guys that have been in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles like just 2 months, just 3 months, and a spectacular change. It's all off the back of them learning to meditate in many ways and coming to know their own mind. So, you know, it's like until you come to form a relationship with your own mind, and I'm getting to the core definition of meditation that has worked for me. I actually was pretty fucking crap at meditation. It's years ago now where I had a much more formal Buddhist practice where I was following a master, listening to the teachings, and it planted tons of seeds that are coming into fruition now. Now on a daily basis when I do my breathwork meditation, breath holds, I do a particular type that I mightn't be describing here because it's for overcoming asthma. But it's a deeply meditative state that I get into. I listen to Buddhist teachings all about the mind. Those teachings are very much at the core of how I have transformed my marriage. Radically at the core. And it's not transforming my marriage. It's transforming my mind. What's happening on my inside. And then from there, I'm able to consciously come into control of choosing the quality of the message I transmit to my queen, and thus I have a much greater potentiality of evoking a response that, hey, it's going to be pleasing to me, to her, it's going to create connection, etc. I would say, like, you absolutely, if you want to transform your marriage, you have to meditate. However, how you go at meditation, if you're like me for years, I was struggling to meditate, I was struggling to drop in, and I have since found that the majority of guys that I've heard in men's work that are saying, oh, I'm meditating, doing tons, unwittingly, we collectively are coming at it from a perspective that is not very conducive to allowing that meditation practice actually be implemented in everyday life. I had this expectation, and I've seen this in so many guys, where it's like, oh, the reason to meditate and, you know, the quality control manager part of our brain, that perfectionist part, is like, you're doing good at meditation. You're a good meditator when your mind is squeaky clean, totally quiet, and you're experiencing like spiritual bliss. You're just like, oh, I'm so peaceful. Nothing in my mind. Look at me. I'm like the Dalai fucking Lama. Why is that old dude like still teaching around the world? Why is it not me? Why have the Tibetan rays not come knocked on my door, went, you are, well, actually we still have the Dalai Lama, but you are the man we've chosen, like the sun, moon and stars, the three wise men type scene. Maybe you have moments like that. The vast majority, if I read the teachings and understand them well, so much of when guys have those experiences, well, quite often it can be trance-like. It's not a full aliveness. Maybe you have that type of experience. But there's no point meditating. What I think foundationally I have found is guys end up, if you have like sort of pleasurable, nice experiences on the meditation cushion, which kudos to you. Like, I've had my fair share of them. I struggled in general, but I had certain moments when mine went quiet. So we'll assume that they weren't trance-like and that they were a breakthrough. What I find is most guys use meditation and it becomes like a form of sedation or a form of escape. The masculine core in you and me and in every man, the masculine core is seeking freedom from constraint, freedom from limitation. So sitting on a meditation cushion, you know, you might have certain experiences of, wow, just this feels good. I just have my 20 minutes, 10 minutes, hour, whatever it is, by your practice. I just, you know, I zone out from all the shit in the world and I just like, get locked in and what a nice experience. A lot of guys, that can be one thing. A lot of guys have, it's a struggle. It's a shitstorm. A lot of deep, troubling emotions come up and you, when you sit and meditate, it's like, man, when I sit and meditate, my mind goes crazier than ever. It's not actually a case that it goes crazier than ever. You're just listening. You are consciousness. Behind all human experience, there is consciousness. And in that moment, when you sit to meditate, you shut the fuck up. You slow down. And you're finally practicing being impeccably aware of what's actually live in your mind. And it can feel like an absolute shitstorm, because very often it is. Again, look back at the reported experience. Most guys report overwhelm, shutdown, stonewalling, arguments. It's like there's rage, anger, grief. It's like deep frustration. That's all driven by thinking and emotions that that individually and collectively as men, we struggle to experience. All of those states have nothing to do with the outside. I really want you to, like, if you can get this point, this is the extreme ownership. This is the path of heroic husbands. When guys come in, it's like, man, we root out blaming the external environment. We root out shame. Beating the fucking shit out of yourself is escapism too. It's taking and claiming extreme ownership that your lived experience in marriage, in life, in parenting, in money, in the whole kit and fucking caboodle, it all comes from your mind. It's an inside-out perspective. Otherwise, you will do what most men do. It's like, oh, it's so fucking irritating when she speaks like that. We try to get her to stop saying those things. It's so fucking irritating when she behaves like that. We try and give her feedback, so-called feedback. She'll take it as like assaults on her personhood. You know, stop behaving like that. Stop doing that. I wish you'd dress like this, not like that. I wish you'd fucking... The list is endless. It's this, like, total pissing against a hurricane bullshit, never going to work. The definition of insanity is repeatedly trying the same thing and expecting to experience new results. It's total pissing against a fucking tornado, man. It's not going to work. Trying to change the way your wife thinks, speaks, behaves, changing your environment to get such control over your world and how your queen shows up in it that it'll just be a pleasurable experience. You know, how's that working out for you? It's like, you know, in arguments. Oh, but you said, and in arguments, we try to change how the other person is showing up because it's like we have this assumption. You know, you said that, did that. I'm so triggered. I'm so pissed. Clearly, my emotional system is telling me when you do that, say that, don't say that, do whatever. Like, it's like I react to it. So clearly, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's bad. If I'm feeling this and you've just done that, you've caused this experience in me. Clearly, stop fucking doing that. It's infantile. It's the mindset of a 4, 5, 6-year-old. We got to call ourselves out in this. And this is not shaming of men. There's a lot of, because there's a lot of undealt with pain and men aren't showing up, we haven't been trained, taught, initiated how to show up. It's not shaming of us as men when I say, hey, it's like a 5-year-old mentality. This is an invitation to get fucking real. Where your mind is at, where your emotional system is at, how aware you are of what's happening, what's live in your nervous system as you try to navigate deep, intimate relating with your queen. It's not pointing to, you know, there can be a lot of shaming from women because they're experiencing a lot of pain. And they can be like, oh, you know, I've 3 kids. You know, we hear this shit and it's like, oh, like, there's actually husband, wife and 2 kids. And the wife sort of this comment of, oh, you know, I've 3 kids. They're minding their kid. And in a way, like, that's shaming. But it's also, from another perspective, it's feminine feedback. My wife, my beautiful queen, I don't think she did it in the past. She says she never really had that thing, but I was showing up as a kid. I tell you, in the last number of years, she never sees me as a kid. Because my inner world experience is changing. Meditation. I want to let you know in this, you leaning in, at the end of it, hey, if you're like in a rush, you can jump straight to the into the podcast description notes. I'm putting a link in, which will be a link where you can get the direct download of the 3 foundational meditation practices that pretty much, yeah, it's every week, every meeting in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, we're doing one of these practices. I will probably bring others, but these are like just like so exceptionally effective. So they're there for you. I want you to gift you guys listening in a link where you can download them for free. So you can download them and have them on your device, on your phone, whatever. So you can do them every day. It's like pretty much 10 minutes. Super potent practice. The approach that really dropped me into meditation was listening and reading this definition of meditation, that meditation is the process of coming to know your mind. That ripped this expectation that meditation is the process of getting my mind to shut the fuck up and that's only when I'm having a successful meditation. I was struggling to sit still. I was struggling to get my thoughts to shut the fuck up. Actually, it was crazy thoughts and lots of irky, challenging emotional states coming up many times, and probably was when I was having peaceful moments. I look back as probably more entranced and wakeful, mindful awareness of, you know, the energy of consciousness in that moment, looking on at my thoughts. Meditation is the process of coming to know your mind. This changes fucking everything. It's a process of coming to know your mind. You know, when you're coming to know a person, you sit, you listen, you look, you talk, you ask questions, you're curious. This is a process of coming to know your mind. And at the core of this, you know, overwhelm, shutdown, stonewalling, arguments, frustration, anger, depression, sadness, the whole kit and caboodle of like intense inner suffering that, guys, don't feel personal. Don't take it personal. Like the worst mistake we make as men is, and why we jump from bridges, why my mind was considering suicide, like, man, that's a good fucking option, you know, is because I unwittingly made the mistake of thinking, you know, I don't know men in my world that are suffering like this. I mean, I'm going around sad, depressed, suicidal, you know, fucking, I'm a failure as a husband, I'm failing as a dad, it's a shit show inside. I thought, like, I'm the only schmuck that's experiencing this. But I've since realized that there's a lot of guys that are smiling, they've got their shit together, they can be super successful at work, they seem to have the perfect, you know, family, life, beautiful car, holidays, etc., and they're dying on the inside. There's a raw epidemic of undealt with shame deep, deep within men that is gnawing away at the heart and soul of most men. So the majority of men, I would say. So if you're feeling this is quite challenging and triggering, you're not alone. You might feel alienated and alone because, hey, you go into the local supermarket, you don't have your mate coming over. Like, I didn't go over to a mate and go, hey, man, you know, you're like, oh, how are you, Mark? You know, I didn't say, well, you know, thanks for asking, John. But, you know, like, I'm just really feeling a lot of overwhelm dealing with deeply suicidal thoughts this morning. How are you, man? How's the wife? How's the kids? You know, you going to five-a-side footy later on? I didn't do that, and John didn't do it with me, and John is a fictitious name, but like John and Pete and Todd and Ted and whoever the fuck else, you get the point. So we don't get validating feedback from our community because we don't open up, they don't open up, and everybody's walking around with a locked in, shitty inner world experience. Vast majority, definitely in marriage. Nice at work, nice in the sports, but I fucking hate going home. I don't like that. I love her, but it's a love-hate thing. I love her, but I hate the experience. How do you find harmony? How do you bring some positivity to that? Meditation, when it's the process of coming to know your mind, it's a bit like metaphorically. I used this with a one-on-one coaching client there yesterday, and it really seemed to resonate with him a lot. I forget if I'd used it before, but you know, when you meditate like this, and then you sit in the cushion, you become like a pilot that sits into, let's say, a Cessna or whatever plane he sits into, and you've got the dashboard in front of you, and you have all the different dials, and I'll struggle with this metaphor because I don't know half the shit that's on the dials, but clearly there's like, I was about to say blood pressure. That's your inner world dashboard, which blood pressure fucking rises in conflict. If you're like me, it's like, definitely the mark of old. So the plane, the Cessna, does not have blood pressure. It has like oil pressure, there's the fuel gauge, flaps, there's all of these dials telling the pilot everything of what's live, what's happening, what's not happening. He has the full display on the dashboard of everything that is important for him to have the awareness of to make sure he has a good flight. He can look at the dash, look at all the dials and go, cool, thumbs up, I'm good to take off. Or obviously mid-flight, he can go, no, got to take this down. You know, sudden drop of pressure, we're leaking fuel, etc., etc. The thing about it is, when the pilot gets in, you know, let's pretend it's just looking at the simple fuel tank gauge. And it's like, he steps in and it's like, oh wow, it's like, it's down in red. It's like, really, if I take off now, we're going to be going in fumes in a few moments. Well, maybe if he's in total overwhelm, I can't like state this as a fact, but an experienced pilot is not going to take that as a personal assault on his personhood. He's not going to go, curse it, damn it, like I'm such a failure, like damn, I'm down in fuel, fuck, curse, let me just sit here, I'm going to stonewall, I'm going to go quiet, I don't know how to deal with this. No, the masculine part in his brain goes, oh, down in fuel, you know, get out, get wherever, fill it up, cool, I'm full of fuel, let's get into the skies, man. It's objective. It's black box thinking. It's another aviation term, but it's black box thinking. Ruthlessly objective. There's nothing personal. Okay, we're down to fuel. Well, I don't have enough fuel to take off, or I don't have enough fuel to get to my destination. Okay, I need double the fuel. I need whatever amount of fuel to make sure I'm good. Get on board, on you go. It's objective. And meditation is a process coming to know your mind. You know, one of the core meditations we're doing in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, which is absolutely essential, and I'm speaking this again and again and again to the guys, that the intention is not to go in and have a blissed out, thoughtless experience. If that happens, cool, enjoy the experience, but you're not trying to do that. It's the Heroic Husband House Party Meditation. And the House Party Meditation, imagine similar to the pilot looking on at the dashboard, where the dashboard represents the thoughts, the emotions, the physical sensations, anything that can feel very distracting or overwhelming in inner world experience. You're the pilot, you're the witnessing awareness looking on at the dashboard of your mind. These are objective, they're not you. You're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're not your physical sensations, you are consciousness. Looking on at your inner world experience. These things that are just flickering, like a thought just emerges, an emotion just emerges. Physical sensation, that ache in your back, it's there. It's there. It's non-judgmentally looking on at that. The house party meditation is the same idea. The guys are tending to really like this. The house party meditation, I set it up, it's like you, consciousness. You're the witnessing awareness, and in this house party meditation, it's like you're sitting at the table. It's in the atrium. It's in the core. Like there's this major big room, and then there's, you know, where the main party is, and maybe there's, you know, play with it. There's rooms that go off. And so when you sit in the house party meditation, you're watchful awareness, your consciousness sitting at the table, you're sipping your drink, you're shutting the fuck up, and you're witnessing. You're not sitting there commenting, gossiping in your own head, judging everybody, every character that goes by. You're just sitting silently. And the characters that come to the house party, and in your mind you'll find in meditation, it's like, oh, you know, somebody arrives unannounced at the door, bang, they don't even knock, in they come. And then, like an intrusive thought, like the characters that come to the house party meditation are your thoughts, are your emotional charges, are physical sensations. You know, a character comes in, all of a sudden, and like this character is just giving out stink about your wife earlier that morning. You know, it's like just the blame character. In he comes, blah, 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 blah. And another character comes in, it's like, oh, the images of porn and like your thoughts and lust and desire. And it's like lusty, tempting feeling and emotional charge to it. And do you get caught up with that? And tons of different thoughts. Thoughts of, you know, you're sitting and you're not sitting like 2 seconds and, oh shit, anxiety with a thought of, God, did I send that email to my boss like that? I'm not going to be there today. Oh fuck, shit, what? And then, so these characters come into your house party during that meditation process. These characters show up in your mind. And the process is coming to know your mind. So I get guys again and again to become aware. It's like, what's happening in your mind? And we do a round of insights, like one insight from every guy, and it's fucking awesome. It's awesome. The depth of insights that come for guys, and it changes everything in your marriage. I know you're listening in to Transform Your Marriage, etc. It's like this changes everything. Because insights come true in a round of insights afterwards, and we've been doing this several months, trialing, going deeper on it, making it a systematized experience. Insights come true, like, oh, Mark, yeah, you know, I've just realized, a lot of guys say, it's like, just realized just how busy my mind is. Man, it's just thinking, and wow, it's like, you know, I find myself, I get caught into that corner, like that guy that came in, started giving out about my wife, or that voice of shame to come in saying I'm a piece of shit. It's like I got caught in a corner with that dude and I got caught into that conversation, and I must have been there a couple of minutes before I remembered, ah, hold on, sit down at the table. I'm meant to be sitting witnessing. Now, overwhelm and all the problems in our marriages is when we get caught up into the river of thinking. Like that character comes in. Once he shows up, you know, like that inner critic shows up, he takes you down. You get caught in the stream of beating the shit out of yourself, and there's no stopping it. It's just like ruminating. You drive away from the house, you're after having an argument, and it's just black what's in your head. You're caught in the stream. There's no catching it, or blaming your queen, or blaming your boss, or blaming life, whatever these characters that show up in your mind. Let's keep with the house party meditation. You know, I celebrate that with guys. It's like, oh, wow. You know, like you were in there 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes, 1 minute. You know, you were caught with this conversation in your head, all this river of thinking, this character was just really charismatically taking over your attention. But man, you caught it after 2 minutes and you sat back down. And he was like, yeah, I did. But I got caught for 2 minutes. It's like, yeah, but how often have you been caught for 2 hours in conflict with your queen? And you never caught that, oh, this is your mind that's having all these thoughts with this emotional charge. And you're just translating that into talking, taking action around her. And the conflict grows deeper and deeper and deeper to the point at which some guys, their wives have put divorce papers on the table. It's like, man, after 2 minutes, you caught it. And you sat the fuck back down, you shut the fuck up, and you started witnessing. Major breakthrough, man. Now, the success or failure is in how you interpret that in inner world experience. I can see massive success. Most of the guys initially, they're now celebrating, they're now getting into the groove of what they experience, what they're actually trying to achieve, what they're actually training in is awareness, not getting your mind to shut up. I see the success. Most guys see failure. Oh, but I got caught. You know, I got caught. I struggled. There's too many thoughts. There's so many thoughts. It's overwhelming. It's like, yeah, but once you have one experience of what it means to become aware and like become awareness again and go, okay, you know, I've emerged. I'm free of that conversation, that river of thinking, that super charismatic voice of shame that comes in that tries to beat the shit out of me, that super charismatic character that shows up in my mind that's like, okay, I'm all hell bent. resentment against the wife character comes in, super charismatic, takes you over, intoxicates you with his beautiful, tempting sounding story of blame. It's all about her, what she isn't doing. She criticizes you all the time. You deserve better, man. Fuck her, etc., etc. Once you become aware and you can know that these thoughts are not mine, that's another insight guys start having. It's like when they realize, ah, okay, so, you know, the thoughts and emotions and my physical sensations and experience, it's not me. That's the insight. It's like I'm just realizing these thoughts come out of nowhere and they just pretend to go blah, 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 blah. It's like I didn't think that thought. That's not me having a conscious moment of, okay, I'm going to have this thought now about my wife. I'm going to have this thought now about my work commitments this morning. I'm going to have a thought now about, you know, my son smoking pot and I need to deal with that. Whatever it is, it just fucking showed up out of nowhere. They're realizing, oh wow, there's some aspect of mine that just burps out of nowhere and I had no conscious decision in that. So why the fuck would you just go with a random thing that comes up in your mind? Other insights, which is beautiful, several guys have been like, oh, I realize, you know, when I don't like one topic or conversation in my mind, I can just shift to gratitude. I can shift and create an entirely different conversation that feels much fucking better. You know, like when I'm beating the shit out of myself and I get caught with that character whispering in my ear at a house party going, you're a piece of shit, you're dirt, you don't deserve love, you don't deserve blah, 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 blah. It's like I just shift to gratitude of my wife, to gratitude of life. I just shift the conversation. This is fucking like grade A awesome. These insights are the guys pretty rapidly, because they're now coming at meditation with like a passionate curiosity, you know, like sort of licking your lips going, what am I going to learn today, you know? Because they're looking at it objectively, knowing like the pilot is like, hey, when I mastered this dashboard in front of me, hey, I can get up into the sky and have a dependable, repeatable process of having a beautiful flight journey. When you can master the dashboard of your mind, you can have a repeatable process that where you systematically can show up with your queen, knowing that when you're in control of your mind, you are in control of the message you transmit and you're in control within reason of the response you're going to evoke. That's the game. It's coming to the five pillars of presence meditation, the Heroic Husband's five pillars of presence meditation. And again, these are, I'm giving a context here and giving us slowing down to support you, get your rational mind on board and why, ultimately why you need this. I definitely would be emphasizing you're not going to go far without training the muscle of mindfulness in your mind to become aware of how your thoughts burp out of nowhere. There's an emotional charge very often nanosecond before that that the rational mind then makes sense of in your mind. Technically speaking, from a trauma-informed neurophysiological perspective, research is done. Body gets the emotional charge. Rational mind, prefrontal cortex makes sense of it a couple of nanoseconds later. Cranial brain follows heart brain, gut brain. Heart brain, gut brain rules the roost, guys. And this is why we fuck up in marriage so much, because we try to shut off from the wisdom of the heart brain, gut brain. And yeah, we get caught in that karmic loop. I to explain the karmic loop, you know, in Buddhism, they talk about karma. It's like, oh, karma is created, and you want to create positive karma, not negative karma. Well, for you, in your marriage, the point at which, and this only comes from training your mind in mindfulness meditation, coming from a perspective of coming to know your mind. Do not listen to this and go, okay, I need to meditate more, and I'll jump onto whatever app. Chances are it'll be coming from a perspective, and you will come at it from a perspective of ineffective expectations that's going to make it ineffective results you have, definitely in marriage. When you come to know, yeah, the point of karma is where so much negative karma, where you constantly are repeatedly, like in a, what do you call them, in a revolving door type experience, Groundhog Day type shit, you're recreating pain and suffering. And yes, part of your mind can blame your queen. Oh, if I could just have a different woman. But you are at the core of creating pain and suffering that is unnecessary in your marriage. It happens at one precise fucking point. Precise point. It's neurophysiologically, and you need to get this. This has changed fucking everything in my marriage. Everything. My entire work, why it's so, like, exceptionally effective with guys, is based on this point. Because when you get to a conscious control of this point in your nervous system, then everything thereafter, you have like a 99.999% chance of evoking a more positive response in your queen, where she'll feel safe. So your queen says something. I've mentioned this a little bit earlier in the thing, but in this episode, but I want to like get you at the epicenter of why meditating, coming to know your mind. When you come to know this aspect, it's that triggering point where your wife does or says something and it triggers a, we'll call it a negative response. I don't like the term negative emotions, but it triggers something. You're pissed, you're irritated. It's you get this sudden charge. Sometimes it's sudden explosive or a building frustration, whatever it is, but you're being triggered. What she's saying, what she's doing, it's just pissing you off, and you're feeling more irritated, or it's explosive, overwhelming from the start. The point is that your nervous system is looking, listening. It's drinking in data from your queen. It triggers, I believe it's the thalamus part of the mind. If any of you are neuroscientists, send me an email if I've got it wrong. I believe it's the thalamus is that in and around the reptilian brain that holds memories from childhood where you had deep resentments, deep hurts, predominantly with your mother. It's mother-son relationship. She's a core female member, like for core female, core of your human experience. So your foundational masculine to feminine relating patterns, beliefs are set down there. But you don't deal with that pain because, hey, you were 3, you were 4, you were 5. It was very hard to have a conscious sit down. Let's trash this out. Human to human with your mom, you know, and very often she pulled the card where it's like, I'm your mother, you know, don't be getting angry on me, don't be doing that. And your authentic expression as a boy, as a masculine being was shamed and very often there was a lot of stuff like she was trying to rear you so you wouldn't be like your father, because you know your father was not satisfying her feminine needs, etc., etc. So there's a lot of pain that has been set down in your nervous system, which in that moment, and without exception, it's undealt with resentments from childhood. I've done an episode before, last week on this. Without exception, it's undealt with, unowned resentment with your mom. That is the explosive charge that gets triggered by your queen today saying something, doing something. That goes, this nasty shit comes out. It's in that moment, because that is subconscious. It's completely outside of the conscious mind's awareness. In that nanosecond, thalamus sends a message. It just makes a sudden judgment call. I've seen something vaguely similar to this before in my past, and it hurt like hell. So it gives you a gush of anger, a gush of anxiety, a gush of, and it gets complicated because then shame and guilt can come in. But let's say it's like anxiety or anger. Anger, no, need to set a boundary. Very often shame and guilt follows on anger, because we felt we're made to feel ashamed of ourselves and guilty for any expression of anger with our mom. Touch base with yourself with that. With your mom growing up, how often was your anger honored? Were you hot and furious and your mother was like, hey, son, you know, like, I honor your anger. You're really angry here. What's going on here? Or how often was it, don't get angry with your mother. How dare you speak to your mother like that? Don't get angry with your sister. You were trying to trial with the experience of anger, but it was shamed. You end up feeling guilt with it. So that experience comes up in you. But the major mistake is your body, the thalamus goes, this is bad, this is dangerous. It, within a nanosecond of that judgment call, which it's like it could have a 1% resemblance to what happened in your childhood with your mom arguing with your dad, judging your dad, not being nice with you. If it's a 1% vague resemblance, the thalamus, the nervous system goes, okay, let's make sure. If in doubt, send the full army in. You know, if in doubt, let's go to war. It makes sense to keep you safe from a bear attack, keeping your physical life continued and surviving. But that's what happens. Now, if you have little or no awareness of your mind, you will not catch that immediate intoxicating feeling of rage, anxiety, shame, anger. You won't catch it, and you won't realize the game of what's happening in your nervous system is your wife did or said this, you're feeling this, it feels so horrible, and then your rational mind gives you a thought to justify, to explain, to rationalize, it's rational mind, to rationalize your feeling like shit. It blames your wife saying or doing what she did, or not saying or not doing what she did. Can trigger a lot of abandonment, or not saying, not doing things. The rational mind puts the blame and interprets that your wife is the cause of your emotional anguish, your mental anguish now. Meditation as a process of coming to know your mind, you get really sharp to go, hold on a fucking moment. I've been here before. Every single time, and like, touch base with yourself, man. How many times have you had that gush of overwhelm, that gush of anxiety, that gush of anger with your queen, that gush of whatever shitty feeling, emotion that's so difficult to hold space for, and then you spoke from there, and then you acted from there, and then you stonewalled from there, and then you turned the other way in the bed and just fell asleep from there, and then you spoke from there attacking her, saying, hey, it's not fucking me, you're just like, it's all in you. You're wounded. Your trauma. Your parents divorcing. It's your mom. It's your dad. It's your insecurity. You start attacking her. Or you feel such a shame and you're beating the shit out of yourself and you collapse. And that's a response. You collapse. You go quiet. You're looking down. You're not making eye contact with her, which is infuriating her. Again, you're constantly transmitting a message that's evoking response. She can't trust you, so she gets more tick with you, or she stops talking to you, and then she eventually goes, you know what? Divorce isn't such a shameful thing anymore in society. I've got another good 30, 40, 50 years left in me. I'm not fucking doing this game with this dude. I love him, but I'm not going to do the game with him. How often has that taken you over, where you go with the reactive first emotional charge, you go with whatever thoughts your rational mind use, which is blaming the present moment for it, you fail to make the link with your past, and now you've made horror into Voldemort. You've made horror into the demon. You've made horror into the devil. And funnily enough, she doesn't open her fucking heart to you from there, does she? She doesn't go, hey, baby, you feel so attractive to me now. Let's jump into bed and make passionate love. No, she fucking freezes up everything. How often has that been happening in you? And it's all there, guys. But this form of meditation, when you get passionately curious with objective thinking, you bring your rational mind to your meditation and you get it to shut the fuck up, but your rational mind is paying attention and you're like, ah, blaming thoughts just come out of fucking nowhere. It does, like, they arrive without any invitation and it shows up and it pretends to take over the entire house party. But you know what? Blaming thoughts and all the shitty feeling emotions that come with it, anger and rage and fucking resentment and all that stuff, I'm not so convinced that I need to follow you anymore. I'm not convinced that, no matter how tempting it is to jump in there, because hey, the reason we go with blame thoughts and we go with that is to avoid feeling the shame, is to avoid feeling loneliness, is to avoid feeling the bitter pain of feeling rejected and abandoned by our queen in that moment. It's easier to just go with the tempting story of blame. It feels a bit better than raw abandonment. But now with meditating, the guys within Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, and again, the reminder here, it's not in the listening, it's in the implementation, and I am supporting you, giving you for free, all you listeners listening in, I want to create a revolution within Heroic Husbands Men's Circles and Be the Husband She Brags about a bunch of guys that are fucking passionate about meditation, that they love it, that they have a passionate curiosity, that they're fucking going at it, because you now know how to do it in a way that will not be escapism. Oh, I just had 10 minutes of peace and now back to fucking hell, back to the kids, back to my wife. No, it's like, go to the fucking meditation cushion, because you're like, hey, where's the devil? Devil comes in, dude, I'm going to recognize you for who and what you are. Blame thoughts, I don't go there anymore. That's wisdom, man. And wisdom comes from meditation, but wisdom only comes from meditation when you're facing and looking at your mind like you're a student looking on going, how does this thing just work automatically? What are the patterns in my mind? Ah, then you make the connection. Well, if the patterns of my mind, and most men's are definitely in heart conflict with your queen, you jump to tons of blame and a heavy dose of shame thoughts against yourself, blame thoughts against your queen, little or no claim. Every single guy that comes on into Heroic Husbands Men's Circles does the blame, shame and claim thinking ratio. Very fucking few claim thoughts, taking extreme ownership for what's happening in the moment. Most guys have higher blame, little less shame, zero, very little claim, or other guys, no better, no worse, they've learned to shame themselves a bit more and a little bit less blame, like, I don't know, 60-30, 10% claim, even though it's never 10% claim. You get the point. What the guys in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, and it's available to you now, listening to this and implementing it, you will have the meditations available to you. You build that muscle of awareness. And the more you build that muscle of awareness, you can pick up the message you're about to transmit. You're like, ah, okay, fuck. This massive, perturbed, unsettling, horrible feeling emotion produces the thoughts of blame, and your about to speak it out. You're about to shout at your queen. You're about to say, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. You're about to make a bullshit excuse why you forgot the milk again and she's pissed with you again. You're about to do it and you just catch yourself in your mind. Awareness is there going, not today, dude. Don't blame. And this is what is so transformative within Heroic Husbands Men's Circles and the guys one-on-one. It's like they're getting really fucking sharp with, yeah, it feels so tempting to go with that. It's like 99% of my body feels, and that's where the emotional charge is, feels like just fucking unleash this shit. But they come to know with humility that just not, it's never going to work out. It only brings more pain and suffering in my marriage, so I'm not going to do it today. And they dig deep, and with the 1%, it feels like just 1% of their being goes, baby, I'm sorry for forgetting the milk. I fucked up. I'll do better tomorrow. And then their queen opens her heart up. She softens. Because why is the first time her husband in her entire lived experience with him, well, definitely after like 2 or 3 years into the relationship, has been so cleanly energetic with great energetic cleanliness, with clean energy, has owned his shit. And it's like, wow. And then you do it again. And she's like, whoa. And then the more you do that, the more trust you build, the more her nervous system softens, going, I don't know what the fuck has happened. I don't know what you're doing. But please keep doing it. And you keep doing it. And you stop going with the blame river, the blame trickster that comes in to your house party of your mind. You start catching him in your meditation, which trains you to catch that trickster coming in, whispering in your ear, going, just fucking blame her. Take out all your undealt with. He doesn't whisper in your ear. Take out all your undealt with resentment with your mom and your queen. Make her the demon incarnate. Make her guilty of the crimes that she never actually committed. He doesn't whisper that. You come to know that. And you come to know that following blame thoughts never creates happiness. So why fucking do it? Because you're building the mindfulness awareness process. And that conscious awareness can feel the full storm inside of yourself and then go, no, not today. And it chooses a different way forward. Beating the shit out of yourself, it can start going, well, I'm not going to follow that either. You know, stop pretending you're a victim in this situation. Straighten up. Strong spine, soft front, I'm fucking here, baby. And you start dealing with your shame, but you're not dominated by it. Ultimately, you need to get to the process, guys, to the point where, with training, your thoughts of blame and your thoughts of shame never get to take the steering wheel off your mind and control what comes out of your mouth and the actions you take. Meditation, when you come at it like that, you get to control in the most beautiful, empowering way what shows up in your life. 99.9% of men that I've been talking with about meditation, that I've been hearing speaking into, a ton of guys are meditating. Ton of guys are meditating in some way, shape, or form. The vast, 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 vast majority are not having that meditation practice that they're doing with such beautiful intention. They're not having any positive, significant benefits showing up in their marriage. It can actually irritate them more because they get to feel bliss and the zone of free space and meditation, and their married life experience is so bad that the contrast is like, I love meditation, but I love the feeling of having meditation, but I never have that freedom and feeling in my married life experience. It's such a fucking tragedy. The other meditation is the five pillars of presence meditation. That is another inward introspective journey. Beautifully guided. The guys are finding really, really effective, where you touch base with your breath, which is stillness, with your sight, your eyes, literally your eyeballs, how they're feeling, what they're looking at, what's the emotional charge, what's the muscles that, you know, are so intimately related with your eyes. Becoming aware of those. Because one look with your queen where you're not aware that there's tension in your forehead and your eyes are feeling heavy, if you can come in and speak to your queen again, it's the process of coming to know your mind. When you can be aware of that I would say to my queen at times, like, hey, baby, I'm just after having like a tough technical thing online, trying to work at shit like on my website behind the scenes. Oh, man, it just, it wrecked my head. But I'm aware, baby, there's tension in my forehead, my eyebrows. There's like, there's just a lot of tension there. My eyes are heavy. I've been stuck at the computer. I did too much at the computer. I didn't have a break. So my eyes are like, feel really heavy. Just letting you know, I probably don't look like I'm in such a loving space. I'm aware of that. The message it's transmitting probably isn't nice, but just to let you know, there's a lot of love here, despite how I'm showing up. She's fine. She smiles. She's like, oh yeah, you know, I got caught in the computer myself this morning. I had something similar. You know, thanks for letting me know. Let's have a cup of tea. It's like, it's that simple. Your queen isn't expecting perfection, but she does have an absolute birthright as a woman who's committing her life and dedicating her life to being with you and has probably gifted you kids in the majority of cases. She deserves to have you showing up, demonstrating profound presence and progress. Fuck yeah. Consistently showing up, showing embodied presence, which comes from meditation, the process of coming to know your mind, and progress, that's trust building. Your wife wants to feel trust in you. She has to receive trustworthiness from you. That's the currency. She needs that. You need, it's sort of, she needs to receive love from you. You need to receive her trust. That's what binds. That's the cement that binds an exceptional king and queen relationship together. But you can't have trust when you do not know your own mind. When you do not know your own mind, you will just keep getting intoxicated with the burp, the karmic burp in your nervous system that is undealt with, resentment with your mom, and you will go with protective pathways of blame your queen or beat the shit out of yourself, which is not trustworthy. The five pillars of meditation, stillness, breath, awareness, sight, eye awareness, shape, postural awareness, what's happening, physical sensations, and you can breathe into that. State is emotional awareness. What's the emotional charge just there? Just being aware and accepting it as it is. And then story awareness. What's the mental chatter? Shame, blame, or claim? You actually become aware. You're like, okay, Jesus, there's quite a bit of shame there. Beating the shit out of me thoughts. But it's objective. It's like the pilot looking on at the dashboard going, oh, I'm low on fuel. It's like, that's it. It takes the shame out of whatever is life. It's a non-judgmental practice. When you become good at that, your nervous system really softens, drops in. And from there, man, like the most ridiculously beautiful, progressively deepening, amazing, off the fucking charts, uncommonly beautiful relationship with your queen is absolutely available to you. You are being empowered. There's the breath mindfulness meditation as well. There's the Heroic Husband's House Party meditation. And there's the Heroic Husband's Five Pillars of Presence meditation. They're being gifted to you today. If you are not a member of Heroic Husband's Men's Circles, of course you can join in. But today I want to focus your entire attention, brothers. If you're not a part of Heroic Husband's Men's Circles, all of those guys have access to these. I've put two new ones up today. They had one a couple of weeks ago. I'm really supporting those guys to have that. I want to make every man that's listening in have this fully available as a free resource. I really want to just empower all of you guys listening in to have these high power tools. Yes, if you're not part of the group, you won't have the group support, you won't have the round of insights, you won't have all the other supports to bring those insights into full implementation in your life with your queen. But I tell you, it will build a fucking solid badass foundation under yourself, in your nervous system, if you choose to do this, man. Like one meditation practice per day, 10 minutes. If you could do a couple of them morning and evening, hey, your nervous system will soften, will become more loving, will become more aware. And in time, you will have an amazing capacity with knowing your mind more and more to be able to, you know, take full control over the sovereignty of your inner world. This feel all the negative emotion, the blame, the shame, and go, not today. You do not get to take over the steering wheel of my mind today. And the steering wheel of my mind is what I will speak to my queen, what I will transmit to her, what actions I will take. That puts you in the driving seat of your life, of your marriage, of your parenting, of your money, of your health, of your relationship with how much you love and accept yourself, every fucking thing. This is why I'm putting it at the core of the Heroic Husbands Men's Circle movement. Meditate. That's like it's meditation or mediocrity. Make the fucking decision. You got to be meditating, guys. Sending every single one of you an infinite ocean of love. My heart fucking wells up when I hear all of these stories of you guys, how you're making such beautiful, high-intentioned progress in trying to implement what you're learning here. So many of you are listening in incessantly. I know from the stats and the Spotify yearly review, it's like, it's really insane. It's a building movement. I honor every single one of you, sending you love. And as always, in perfect alignment with the mantra of our movement, better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.